news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.06, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for high in the 90s today. Details with Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. FM Talk 106.5.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department just cleared an earlier accident. I-10 westbound between 90 and Theodore Dawes, and state troopers are clear. A nice ride downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Also checking in with no delays and no accidents in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe. And the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6.09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew who can make your junk go away, whether it be at your office, your house, storage unit. Listen, you've got junk somewhere, you need it gone, you need it gone quickly. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Big stuff, little stuff, the stuff you know you can't throw in the trash or garbage, or maybe entire buildings. I remember the story about a storage unit, a big outside storage building. The trade's crew showed up, and the guy said, well, I want the stuff cleaned out, and, you know, I mean, there's no way you can get rid of the building. And he said, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of that, too. So they got all the stuff inside and the building as well. If you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Especially now that we have a word of the day.
The password, well, we won't.
No, we can't.
The password is the password. So there's a word of the day in the mix, and you can score points if you can guess.
If you can spot it, yes.
Okay, all right, so here we go. So word of the day time, or as I like to call it, headlines with Kelly Finley.
Oh, thank you for that segue. Good morning. What's today?
Well, I can't say, I don't do it. It's, to me, it's Wednesday, but
I'm just asking.
To the cool kids, it's
midweek.
to the cooler kid, it's...
Well, I'm not going to say, but okay, hump day.
Okay. I'm just making sure everybody knew. We see Friday on the horizon.
Yes.
All right, here's the deal. Very strange chain of events unfolded in Theodore yesterday as a man told police his home was booby-trapped with explosives. After investigating the situation, that man, who is now called a suspect, was arrested after there was zero risk to the public found and after multiple law enforcement had to respond to the situation. Home is located on Linda Smith Drive. And once the suspect claimed that the home was rigged with explosives, officers immediately evacuated the surrounding area. They didn't find anything, okay? Property owners say that they rented their mobile home to the suspect, and now they're worried about him bonding out and coming back. Homeowners say, yes, they will evict him, and that, quote, we don't want crazy people like that living here. Captain Paul Birch with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office does confirm the suspect does have a history of domestic violence, but he is cooperating with officers.
You know, and let me just a little side rant.
Please.
Okay, side rant. Number one, it could have been when the man called in the bomb threat and then said, at least the allegation is, and said that he had wired the RV with explosives, and it turns out to be a camper that had some fireworks in it. Okay. But Captain Birch said this yesterday during a Facebook Live, and it's really a good eye-opener. How much time was wasted for how much?
That's right.
How many resources from law enforcement were pulled off what they were supposed to do?
From a real emergency.
That were out there surrounding that for that period of time. So just a side note that, you know, something like that goes down, what it means for all the other parts of the county.
Right.
The sheriff's department or the parts of the city that the police department is supposed to be looking after.
Should know better.
Oh,
just putting that out there.
I don't expect people to know better. Look around in traffic.
Hey, speaking of which, thank you. This is the second segue.
Yeah,
you are
funny.
Hooking me up. So leaving a pet in a vehicle is not smart when you think about how hot it gets out here. But it also could soon be against the law if one lawmaker has his way. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says that he is looking into having legislation drafted to prohibit people from leaving animals unattended in their vehicles. He posted that message on Facebook this weekend saying, a child can't fend for themselves in a situation like that, nor can a dog or cat. It would basically say you cannot leave an animal unattended under those circumstances. Marsh says that the legislation that he would want to propose would also protect those who attempt to save an animal by knocking a window out of a vehicle. The idea was prompted by the recent arrest of 34-year-old Stephanie Thomas. She's a woman who left her dog named Sky in a hot car in a Trustville Walmart parking lot for about 8 hours. She was charged with aggravated cruelty to animals. In our next news update, I'll tell you more about the states that are really chiming in and making sure this doesn't happen again and how the Good Samaritan law plays into the mix. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Don't get any ideas, would-be thieves out there, of like stashing a chihuahua in your pocket and then knocking out a car window. And if law enforcement pulls up, you throw the chihuahua in there and say, oh, look at it, just rescued the
Don't be fraught dog. With that craziness.
There you go. It's happened. The word
Boom.
Of the day. All right. You can identify it. You can win, I would say fabulous prizes, but I have no idea.
We have a prize.
Okay. All right. There you go. We'll be right back. Hey, my friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because it's going to come through 1/64 of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem, and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It'll be at least three more weeks before the city council votes on funding for the University of South Alabama to build an on-campus football stadium. Tuesday, Mobile City Councilman LaVon Manzi said he set up a public meeting July 23rd at Williamson High School to discuss Ladd People Stadium's role in the matter. USA President Tony Waltrip is expected to be there to answer questions. South wants the city to commit $10 million to help build the new stadium. After about 8 weeks of playing catch-up, the city of Mobile says it's now back on schedule with its trash pickup. It's been delayed by bad weather, holidays, and a shortage of workers. The city last week held a job fair to hire more public works employees. Public Service Director John Peavy says he expects the city to stay on schedule from here on out. Two Northwest Florida teenagers have been indicted on felony murder charges. 16-year-old Vincent Winchester and 17-year-old Kalijah Watson are accused in the death of 18-year-old Abel Kane. He was shot several times. Kane was pronounced dead at the hospital. That shooting happened last month at Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump. Fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile City Council announced Tuesday that they'll hold off on voting whether or not to help fund the proposed on-campus football stadium at the University of South Alabama. The vote was on the agenda for yesterday's city council meeting, but it's been delayed until at least July the 31st. District 2 Councilman LaVon Manzi said yesterday that he doesn't want the council to vote until he's able to meet with the residents of the Maysville community. Manzi's holding that meeting on July the 23rd to talk to the community about the future of Ladd Peebles Stadium. The university has asked both the city and county of Mobile to help with funding of the stadium by paying $10 million each. The university will also pay the city $2.5 million to help renovate or redevelop Ladd. The county has also yet to decide whether they will help with funding. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2 on Tuesday. Pensacola took a 2-1 lead in the first inning when second baseman Shed Long hit a two-run home run, followed by the Wahoos' Aristides Aquino hitting a solo homer in the third. Mobile loaded the bases and added a score in the ninth inning, but Pensacola held on for the win. Tonight, final game of the four-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. University of Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Tuesday that junior linebacker Terrell Lewis suffered a torn ACL in training last week. Saban said that Lewis underwent surgery on the tear yesterday and that it's unknown how long he's expected to be out. Lewis has had a tough run over the last year. Last season, he missed 10 games after suffering a torn ligament in Alabama's season-opening win against Florida State. Later yesterday on Twitter, Lewis announced that his surgery went well. In the World Cup on Tuesday, France beat Belgium 1-0 and will play in the World Cup final for the first time since 2006. France's Samuel Umtiti scored the only goal of the game in the 51st minute.
France, for the third time, reached the final. There is the final whistle.
France will face either England or Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Those two teams will meet today for the opportunity to be the other team in that final. It's England's first time playing in a semifinal today since 1990, when they lost to West Germany in a shootout. The game's set to begin at 1 p.m. this afternoon on Fox. In NFL news from Tuesday, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy was accused of beating his ex-girlfriend, his son, his dog, and of using illegal steroids. Wow. An unidentified Instagram user who says she's friends of McCoy's ex-girlfriend, Alicia Corden, posted images of Corden with cuts and bruises on her face. The woman made the allegations and said that McCoy was responsible for Corden's injuries. While McCoy has not been charged, Georgia police are investigating a home invasion that occurred yesterday in McCoy's home in Milton, Georgia. The estranged girlfriend has been living in the home and was allegedly beaten and robbed of her jewelry. McCoy's been in training in Miami this summer. He denied accusations that he was responsible for the injuries and said he has not had direct contact with her in months. Attorneys for the victim released a statement to multiple media outlets on Tuesday, saying that Corden was sleeping in the home when a male assailant entered the house early Tuesday and demanded specific items of jewelry that she had been given by McCoy. ESPN reports that court records show McCoy has been attempting since last July to evict her from his home. The NFL said in a statement it is reviewing the matter, and the Buffalo Bills released a statement saying they were in contact with McCoy and the NFL, and they continue to gather information. 622 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This weekend is the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Mountain Grand Championship at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Come see the best teams in the world bring their fish to the weigh dock in pursuit of more than $2 million. It's another great night of family fun at the Wharf, and admission is free. Let the kids get up close and personal with the big fish and in the fighting chair. Visit BlueMarlinGrandChampionship.com and on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you at the Wharf this weekend for the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Marlin Grand Championship.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the deal accidents we've already had this morning have been moved out of the roadway, and we're looking good now from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And if you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 74 now at FM Talk 106.5. And time for headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy hump day. So talk about the friendly skies being a huge boost to the city of Mobile. JetBlue has purchased the first Airbus jetliner made right here in the port city and expects to add even more to their family of jets to the tune of 60 more jets. Tuesday morning, Airbus announced that the jets will be built in coordination with Bombardier and will have a new name, the Airbus A220 series. Airbus has, yes, confirmed that JetBlue has signed a commitment for 60 A220 300 jets. Many of those 60 jets will be built right here in Mobile. CEO of JetBlue, Robin Hayes, says that as JetBlue approaches our 20th anniversary, the A220 combined with our A321 and restyled A320 fleet will help ensure we deliver the best onboard experience to customers and meet our long-term financial targets as we continue disciplined growth into the future. Bombardier designed and developed the C-Series in Canada, and now both Airbus and Bombardier have said that they plan to build a new assembly line here in Mobile next to the existing line, which is happening for the Airbus A320 family. Airbus has indicated that they want to break ground by the end of this year and begin production as soon as 2020. And in addition to all this great news and those 60 A220s, JetBlue has also upgraded 25 orders for Airbus's A320neo jets to the larger A321neo. Great news for the city. And then there's this. We all know how hot it gets outside, right?
How hot is it?
And the price of AC, air conditioning, however you want to call it, skyrocketing, yes?
Well, okay, so the Alabama power bill is on my desk at the house, but I have not opened it.
You're afraid to?
In 2 days, it's been sitting there. I've not opened it.
Okay, but you probably would not go and swipe someone else's electricity, huh?
Well, no, I would not. Absolutely not, no.
Well, a West Mobile man is being accused of doing just that after police say he allegedly broke into his neighbor's home on Sunday in order to swipe their electricity. 33-year-old Charles Pendergrass is believed to have broken into that property, which is on Ziegler Boulevard, and ran an extension cord from his neighbor's laundry room straight into his home. That's according to police records and court reports. As for Pendergrass, he's been charged with burglary, third, and has been released on a $3,000 bond. Now, I have heard about stories like this around Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
For those families who really want to light up the neighborhood. But yes. This is just takes it to a whole new level.
Absolutely.
Don't do that, kids. Don't do that at all. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 627.
Oh, you're too good.
Coming right back. Dr. Bill's got our forecast.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man accused of beating and attempting to rape a woman in a downtown parking garage is expected in court. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson approached the woman last month as she was getting out of her car inside the RSA Tower parking garage. Prosecutors are expected to lay out some of their case against Dunson. A former agent with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will spend the rest of his life in prison. Charles McMullen was sentenced to life in prison yesterday on charges of sex crimes against children. The state's attorney's office says there were four victims, all under the age of 12. Two of the victims were foster children of McMullen's. The other two were neighbors. Daphne police are looking for the man who stole guns from a home. Police had warrants for 19-year-old Dimitri Trotter for some minor charges, but he made things worse when he took off from his friend's house and for the next couple of hours ran through yards, jumped fences, and actually ran through one woman's house. Trotter is a suspect in a burglary of a home where two handguns were stolen. He now faces additional charges and remains on the run. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandy Hambright. Brandy is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandy Hambright, Circuit Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandy Hambright, Circuit Court. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
President Trump is in Brussels telling U.S. allies they are delinquent in paying their proper contributions to NATO.
President Trump blasting America's top allies over defense spending.
No other president brought it up like I bring it up. So something has to be done.
The president directing the brunt of his criticism at Germany.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. A federal judge in San Diego is not budging on his deadline to have immigrant kids reunited with their parents. Correspondent Ed Lavandera reports some children have been returned to their parents, but many remain in limbo.
Far short of the deadline imposed. The federal government DHS officials say that there are a number of reasons behind that. They stress that the safety and well-being of these children is their number one priority.
As the Trump administration released a list of $200 billion in Chinese imports it might target with tariffs, Asian stocks tumbled and U.S. futures are down. Markets in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai fell between 1.7 and nearly 2%. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The European Union's antitrust watchdog is expected to find Alphabet's Google illegally abused the dominance of its Android operating system for mobile phones, issuing a multi-billion euro fine and ordering changes to the company's Android-related business practices. Meanwhile, a government agency in the UK has slapped a fine on Facebook. Regulators have concluded that Facebook contravened the law by failing to safeguard people's information. The infraction will cost the social media site $663,000. U.S. hedge fund Elliott announced it has taken over Italian giant AC Milan after the soccer club's Chinese owners failed to repay debt, saying the deal opened a new chapter for the institution. Elliott management pledged to inject $59 million to bring financial stability to the seven-time European champions after the Chinese owner missed a Friday deadline to repay 32 million euros. On Wall Street, futures sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yesterday seemed a whole lot like other days in July. Do we have anything different going on today, or is it another 100% July day?
Yeah, we're right in the pattern now that you would expect this time of the year, with a few afternoon thunderstorms and the temperature getting on over that 90 degree mark. But yeah, the 93 yesterday, and it was even hot down downtown, because down at Brooklyn it was 94 yesterday, and they had a heat index as high as 107. But we had another hot day today, up about 93 for this afternoon, and we've got a chance of a few thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. Now tonight, it'll be mostly clear, and I expect temperatures in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, even fewer thunderstorms around tomorrow. High pressure kind of building over us, so tomorrow mostly sunny. Just isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and the temperatures again up around 93. Wouldn't be surprised if we get on up around to 95 degrees tomorrow, so it looks like some good hot weather for tomorrow. As for the rest of the week, which means the weekend for Friday, mostly sunny skies, a few afternoon thunderstorms, again in the low 90s, and then over the weekend, partly cloudy skies with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures, of course, will be in the lower 90s. Again, the normal high temperature is 91, so just about what we expect.
All right, and yesterday in the tropics you were talking about Hurricane Chris.
Yeah, Chris is a hurricane, and it actually has increased now to a Category 2, 105-mile-per-hour winds with a well-defined eye. The good news is it's moving away from the U.S. mainland. It's headed northeast at a brisk 22 miles per hour. That's rather fast for a hurricane. And it's still east of North Carolina, but again, it's moving away from the coastal areas. Eventually, in fact, by Sunday or Monday, it will start to lose strength as it gets over colder water in the North Atlantic and fall down to a depression. And the track right now will take that depression over Iceland. And so that's the end of that storm as it moves over Iceland late in the weekend and early next week. The remnants of Beryl are now over the Bahamas. Just a big cluster of thunderstorms, and it's going to move up the eastern seaboard, but offshore. And then it will turn to the northeast and head out into the Atlantic. There is the possibility that it could organize over the Gulf Stream, but it doesn't look like it's going to be any threat to the U.S. mainland. Elsewhere, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. We are seeing some thunderstorm development now way over the eastern Atlantic, closer to the African coast. No organization at that time, at this time, and looks pretty good then, except for, of course, Chris, which is no problem for us.
All right, Dr. Bo, take us back. Let's go back to Tropical Weather School. We were doing it a little bit yesterday and talking about that northeasterly fade that most storms, at some point, they're going north and then they fade off to the east. And we talked about what was influencing that east turn, but we didn't talk about the north part of it. And that's interesting. I guess we should start there, that there's always this northerly track of some sort with hurricanes eventually, because what? I mean, this is a way, you know, this is a kind of a rule, right?
Yeah, it has to make the turn. All storms that hurricanes will want to turn to the right. And that's caused by the rotation of the Earth. And so a storm that forms in the tropical Atlantic will want to turn more to the north and then eventually around to the northeast. That path, the final path that storm will take is based on a big high-pressure system that sits over the Atlantic Ocean. And normally the track takes it on up the east coast and then out into the North Atlantic. If that high builds westward into the eastern portion of the United States, then the storm can't turn to the right, and it postpones that turn and will continue to go to the Gulf of Mexico, where it can finally turn to the north and eventually the northeast, and that could take a hurricane right over the southeastern United States. So eventually they'll turn to the north and northeast, but if that high blocks it, then they come into the Gulf of Mexico.
And that northerly track, am I right, is driven by the fact that the Earth is just equalizing heat, right? That it goes from a place that's warm, obviously the equator or the tropics, to somewhere to the north. I mean, that's why there's somewhat of a northerly component in every storm.
Yeah, I mean, the basic thing is that all hurricanes are trying to get rid of excess heat in the tropics. Thunderstorms do that. They take heat from the surface, transport it into the upper atmosphere where it spreads out. Hurricanes take huge quantities of heat from the tropical oceans, transport it into the upper atmosphere, but also transfer that heat to the higher latitudes. And so those storms that make the turn and head into the North Atlantic, they're transporting that excess heat from the equatorial region and transporting it on up into the higher latitudes. Trying to equalize things.
And I appreciate that. I mean, when we start getting these components in here, obviously tracks vary, but the general movement of hurricanes now can be, I think, understood by more of us. And I appreciate that information.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 641. You know, there's more that I could go weird on y'all for a second, but if you look at stuff on this planet, and stuff, yes, I use the word stuff. If you look at things on the planet, how they try to balance out, how they try to equal out is really interesting. And maybe I'm getting old and getting that kind of look on our system, whether it's a salmon migrating from the ocean up into the mm-hmm. ends of a river where the sea is full of life and full of is very fertile, mm-hmm. And you have a way inland river on the Pacific coast or in Alaska somewhere that's not back in the interior. The salmon carry all that energy up the rivers and die back there and leave that fertilizer there. It's balancing out. The hurricanes are balancing out. I don't know. I'm getting too zen this morning.
No, but you're not holding it close to your vest. You're sharing with others, so you're getting people thinking.
Yeah, it's all a big balancing game. 6:42. We're coming right back.
It's time for the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including CraneWorks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit adsfr.com.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Dr. David Northcutt, remember him? Convicted by the state of Alabama for fraudulent communications, has another secret he doesn't want you to know. Why has Northcutt poured more than $100,000 of his personal money into his campaign for Senate? For the last 6 years, David Northcutt has been in Montgomery lobbying to change the law so he can use lower-paid, less-trained employees to do medical procedures, allowing him to work less and make more money. The Alabama Dental Association and more than 1,000 dentists opposed Northcutt. Even Alabama's lawmakers wouldn't fall for Northcutt's trickery, and they rejected the changes. Now Northcutt wants you to elect him to the state Senate so he can change the law and make more money in his dental practice. Folks, Montgomery has enough ethically challenged people. We sure don't need to send him another.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and I'm taking Midday Mobile on the road Friday to Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 service road. We'll be live, and come on out, visit with us, and while you're there, you'll find a Mazda, hopefully, that's just right for you, your budget, your personality, and your lifestyle. Whether you're running errands or using your car for work, Mazda has an option that's reliable and fun to drive. Check out the Mazdas and come by for a great sandwich from our friends at Jersey Mike's on Dolphin Street. We're live noon to 2 on Friday at Dean McCreary Mazda for Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good ride so far. Spring Hill, Moffitt, St. Stephen's Road. You've seen some heavier traffic there. Some radar along the Cochrane Causeway. Right through the downtown area near the Bankhead Tunnel. From the 1065 split range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road on I-10. Quiet ride so far and no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At 6:45, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. If you've been outside, especially at dusk, you know mosquitoes are out in full force. And while, yes, they may be a nuisance, what you also don't want to deal with is a mosquito-carrying diseases. So that is why a new partnership with the University of South Alabama and the Health Department is a big deal right now, now that researchers have found a disease-carrying strain of mosquito right here in Mobile County. After more than 20 years of being in the area, now it's confirmed. And yes, these mosquitoes carry the Zika virus. But it gets better, I promise. According to the health department, USA researchers will help overcome limitations, they call it, of the longtime Centennial Chicken program.
Yes, the Sentinel Chicken.
Thank you.
Which is my favorite chicken recipe. Sentinel Chicken, I fixed that on Friday nights.
What? Stop. That's probably why I just butchered that word. That's when, if you're not familiar with the program, that's when the hens are kept at locations throughout the county. Blood samples are collected weekly at 13 locations to see what diseases the birds have been exposed to via mosquito bite. Well, that testing, now being conducted by the Florida Department of Health in Tampa, can detect for, have you ever heard of this disease, Sean or Dalton? Eastern equine encephalitis.
Yeah, Triple E.
Uh-huh. St. Louis encephalitis. And, of course, West Nile virus.
Now, St. Louis encephalitis is like with a molasses sauce with your encephalitis. No, is that St. Louis style?
It's too soon. Okay, so the health department's vector control, they also maintain mosquito traps at more than 50 locations. Bugs caught in those traps will now be transported to USA and then be sorted by the biology department, the Department of Microbiology and Immunology, and the director of USA's Laboratory of Infectious Diseases. This I'm itching just thinking of this story. So last Friday, they conducted their first aerial spraying of 2018. If you have a complaint, you may submit it to the vector control by calling 251-690-8124. Just keeping you posted when it comes to your health, because many of us like to be outside, but you don't want to, you know, have to deal with extras, if you know what I mean. And then there's this for all of our friends who love Auburn University. Talk about a helping hand. A new bricklaying robot named Sam is helping with the construction of the Performing Arts Center at Auburn University, and he is one of a kind. Sam 100, short for Semi-Automated Mason, will be the first in the state of Alabama. It lays more than 3,000 bricks per day.
Wow.
Using a conveyor belt and a robotic arm. Auburn and Construction Robotics, located in New York, say that they created Sam to, quote, leverage human jobs, not replace them. So here's how it works. Masons work around Sam to reload bricks and mortar into the machine while cleaning the bricks placed by Sam's robotic arm. The Performing Arts Center is 23% complete and will be completed by August of 2019, and it will be located across from the Jewel Collins Museum of Fine Arts. And in case you're wondering, according to the MIT Technology Review, human masons can lay 300 to 500 bricks a day, three times less than Mr. Sam. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Speaking of the robotics, and also speaking of critters biting you outside, so mm-hmm. I was actually in my front yard yesterday with my Husqvarna auto mower.
Yes.
Right? And it was late in the evening. I put a nighttime video up on our Facebook page mm-hmm. as well, where it was running 8:30, 8:40 last night. But the gnats were like nuts last night. The gnats were in attack mode. And there's just another reason for the auto mower, because if you're out there getting eaten up by gnats, doesn't matter. The auto mower, the gnats can bite the auto mower, but it doesn't phase it. It could go ahead and do the mowing job, even if the gnats and mosquitoes are out.
Doesn't skip a beat.
No, it's pretty awesome. You want to see how this auto mower that you can pick up at Robertsdale Power Equipment, how it's working in my yard? Check out the videos. They're posted up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis. A former Mobile County prosecutor, Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro, P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
If you need an event catered, then you need to call our good friends at Goldfingers.
They have a great variety, from your choice of fried or grilled chicken tenders or buffalo wings stung in a variety of flavors. They even have the best chicken sliders and burgers. Now, match that up with sides of coleslaw, sweet potato fries, corn nuggets, Saratoga chips, and more, and you have an event that everyone enjoys. They also have fresh-made grilled chicken wraps, chicken sandwiches, nugget trays, and fresh garden salads, and they do it all with just one call. Plates, cups, ice, utensils, they bring it all, and it's always a big hit at our station meetings. Let them cater your next lunch. Go to trygoldfingers.com to download the app today. Goldfingers, it's not just good, it's golden. Ah.
Paid by committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It'll be at least three more weeks before the city council votes on funding for the University of South Alabama to build an on-campus football stadium. Tuesday, Mobile City Councilman LaVon Manzi said he set up a public meeting July 23rd at Williamson High School to discuss Ladd People's Stadium's role in the matter. USA President Tony Waltrip is expected to be there to answer questions. South wants the city to commit $10 million to help build the new stadium. After about 8 weeks of playing catch-up, the city of Mobile says it's now back on schedule with its trash pickup. It's been delayed by bad weather, holidays, and a shortage of workers. The city last week held a job fair to hire more public works employees. Public Service Director John Peavy says he expects the city to stay on schedule from here on out. Two Northwest Florida teenagers have been indicted on felony murder charges. 16-year-old Vincent Winchester and 17-year-old Kalijah Watson are accused in the death of 18-year-old Abel Kane. He was shot several times. Kane was pronounced dead at the hospital. That shooting happened last month at Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe. And the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
5 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. University of Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced yesterday that junior linebacker Terrell Lewis suffered a torn ACL in training last week. Saban said that Lewis underwent surgery on the tear yesterday and that it's unknown how long he is expected to be out. Lewis had a tough run over the last year. Last season, he missed 10 games after suffering a torn ligament in Alabama's season-opening win against Florida State. Later yesterday on Twitter, Lewis announced that his surgery went well. In the World Cup Tuesday, France beat Belgium 1-0 and will play in the World Cup final for the first time since 2006. They'll face either England or Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Those two teams meet today at 1 o'clock on Fox. 6:55 now, FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good ride so far. Spring Hill, Moffitt, St. Stephen's Road. You've seen some heavier traffic there. Some radar along the Cochrane Causeway, right through the downtown area near the Bankhead Tunnel. From the 1065 split range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road on I-10, quiet ride so far and no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. They're looking to hire top-notch body technicians and auto damage estimators. Do you have what it takes? Come apply today at any of their 7 locations.
All right, 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Hey, our buddy Jeff Poore will join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about in state politics. And as President Trump talks about what the members of NATO are not paying, he really took focus on...
From Germany?
Yeah, from Germany. No, I mean, bad day for Angela Merkel and company, who are, of course...
From Germany?
Right. What President Trump had to say about them. We'll get into that and a whole lot more when we come back. Hour number dose. Two? Yeah, two. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings next.